It's my privilege to speak to you again this morning. The topic I want to share with you is responsibility. The passage is from 1 Samuel 3, chapter 3, verse 8 to 14. Could I ask you to read together? 1 Samuel chapter 3, 8 to 14. Let's go. The Lord called Samuel a third time. And the Lord said to Samuel, continue, see, I think quite a few foreign citizens actually are very familiar with this passage. Talking about the priest Eli. Here, Lord Spot spoke to Samuel several times, three times, whispered to Samuel three times. And what was the message that God spoke through Samuel here? He spoke to Eli saying that, I will judge your house because of the sin you knew about. Your sons made themselves contemptible, and you failed. You failed to restrain them. So this passage reminds us as parents that we need to be responsible for teaching our children. And also as youngsters, you get ready that you need to be restrained sometime. Because this is the message of the Lord. Today I would like to share this passage related to responsibility. Before I start, could I lead you? Let's bow our heads and pray once more. Dear Father God, thank you for getting us brothers and sisters together. And pray that your message, your spirit will speak into our hearts. Help us to be a more responsible person. Help us as parents know how to help instill the sense of responsibility in our children. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As parents, we like to cultivate different virtues in our children's character. For example, we want them to love God. First and foremost, we want them to love God. We want to be diligent. We want them to do well in school. Study hard, be intelligent, and work hard, get good grades. We want them to be able to resist temptations of various kinds. We want them to be physically fit, have good exercise, good sports, so that they will fit their fit. And we want them to be have good relationship with others, loving others. So basically, but all of these various virtues, I think one is very important. That is responsibility. So our focus today is on, of all these virtues, I would like to share with you on this particular aspect. What is responsibility? Why is it so important to instill responsibility in our children? And how to do it? Three questions. What is? Why? And how? What is responsibility? First, responsibility, you need to understand, is that you let somebody fulfill their obligations. that they can be taking charge of something important. They're giving certain project or assignments. Then they own this project. They take charge of this project. And in that process, they're having this opportunity to think, to decide what is right and what's wrong, what is good, what's not so good. So you dedicate the power of decision making to this person. Give them a project. So that they identify with the goal and use all their energies to fulfill their expectations. And when they finish the task, it can endure. Not just on the surface, but will endure. And finally, they can turn this routine task into something enjoyable to them. So that's the definition of response. A lot of time we heard about the term responsibility. Sometimes it's not very clear. So let me give you a very clear understanding. What is responsibility so that we can instill the right kind of attitude toward our children? So basically you give someone a project and then you dedicate a power for them to decide and you hold them accountable. And so that they share with the goal and use all the energies to fulfill the expectation and not do the task superficially. The task will endure and they enjoy the experience. After hearing this definition, let's tell you what responsibility is not. So from what is not, then you can understand what it is. Responsibility is not an action. I'm not just saying that I tell my son to go to do something or I tell my daughter to do something. Responsibility is not an action. Responsibility is an attitude. You can have various types of actions, but the basic thing is to train them to have the right attitude. And these attitudes, when you pile up, will become character of your children, of yourself. So responsibility is not a specific action, but it's the training of someone's attitude. And one key word to understand responsibility is independence. That is, you need to allow that person, the brothers and sisters, or your son or your daughter, to have a chance to be independent to fulfill certain tasks. So this is key word, independence, that they can carry out a task on their own. And it's very biblical. Can I ask the boys or men to read together? Colossians 3:22-24. Let's go. Slaves, you can see here, you need to serve. You have a goal, is to serve the Lord when you do that. And what do? With sincerity of your heart. And work at it with all your heart. And not only when there's eye on you. So the key word to train someone to be responsible is the word independence. So independence is an important word. Someone need to be responsible for what they do, and they love doing that, to use all the energies to fulfill this obligation. Let me tell a story of someone who's not very responsible. Just use a kind example to show you. Nowadays, you know that a lot of people like to text. Texting message is very common, right? So when you sit, you text. When you walk, you text. When you eat, you text. So texting becomes very addictive. Everywhere you want to text. Send a short message to your buddies. Last year, around this time, September, there's something happened in California. In Los Angeles, there's one train that collided with another train. A passenger train collide with a freight train around this time last year. 25 people get killed and 127 people get injured, many hospitalized. They're looking at the reasons why somehow that the passenger did not see a red light. So just go right into the freight chain. So the authority tried to examine what's the reason behind it. How come that the driver of the train did not recognize the red light? And after he searched around, they identified a friend of his. He said, "Oh, around that time, a couple of minutes, I was texting with him. A short message." And he just responded very clearly, "A short message." And he said, "From then on, I never heard from him anymore." I know the driver is not intent to kill so many people, including his own life, right? But just the attitude has not been cultivated, because he's texting while he's doing a very important task. And that has been cultivated, texting all the time. And he's not aware. So when he's fulfilling the responsibility, he just forget about this and just texting just for several seconds. And at this several seconds, he's not said to see the red light. Boom! He was killed. 25 people were killed. Over 127 people injured. That becomes one of the most disastrous train accidents in U.S. history. Because someone is not responsible in their task. So he said, "It's okay. Take it easy. Taxing. Take it easy." Don't take it easy. Attitude. Responsibility is not an action. I'm not asking you not to tax. Sometimes when I went to China, I also tax a lot because I need to communicate with students. It's very common in China. But you need to understand the boundary. And God would do what you should do when you are assigned to. Because people entrust to you sometimes very important things. Okay, let's talk about why we need to train some people having responsibility. First of all, this is command by the Lord. The parents have the duties to train your children to be responsible. Okay, may I ask the ladies to read it out for us? Ladies? Train a child when it's old, not old yet. So when it is teachable, train them. The second point, why we need to tell them. Because not only is it commanded by God, it is a necessary ingredient of a proper character development. Anyone who is a good person, a mature person, must have this character. For a mature personality, you must be a responsible person. It's not an action, it's an attitude. You cannot say that I'm sometimes responsible, I'm sometimes not responsible. Either you are responsible or you are not responsible. There's nothing in between. Because responsibility is not an action. Responsibility is your attitude. How do you see things? So we have to train them when they are young, have this strong sense of responsibility. You know what? Because that will be the foundation of their whole life. If they do not learn that, there will be dire consequences later. I just mentioned one example, texting. Let me give you another example. There's a colleague of mine teaching in business school. He's an African. He came to teach at a Moore School of Business. He happens to be a descendant from a royal family in Africa. He's from the royal family of Africa. So he came as an assistant professor in our school. And this person is very strange, because sometimes he's late to meetings. When we have departmental meetings, they're late. He's late. And sometimes he simply do not appear. Sometimes he'll give you an explanation. Sometimes he simply doesn't give you an explanation. So colleagues talk to him. He may change one or two times, but next time he was late again. So what happened to him? He's no longer with us anymore. If you do not learn this when you can, when you go to the real world, no one is going to give you too many opportunities. One or two times, you're gone. You're late, you're gone. When I shared a similar message several weeks ago in Greenville, after I shared this message, our father came to see me. He said, "Dr. Kwok, you know what? My son right now is exactly in this situation. He worked for a company. He's not very responsible. He was fired. And he blamed others, mistreating him, discriminating against him. And he went to another company. The same thing happened. He was fired again. From one place to another. And his whole life is just on a downward spiral right now. So parents, do favor to your children. When they can, train them to be responsible. Because if you don't, your children will reap dire consequences down their life. Youngsters, pay attention. When you can, learn that. Because when you go to the real world, there are not many second chances, I tell you. It's a very harsh world out there. It's a very competitive world out there. A lot of people do not have jobs. If you do not know this, you're late, you make excuses, you're gone. And then you start blaming other people. They're fair to me. And you start to look for another job. The same thing, you get fired. So if you can, do yourself a favor. Start learning how to be responsible. And ask your parents to help you, to train you. Let me ask the boys and men to read that. Proverbs 10:4-5. Let's go. Lazy hands. He who sleeps during harvest, how do we call them? A disgraceful son. But ladies, it's not just a disgraceful son, it can be a disgraceful daughter also. Don't think that you guys need to be responsible, I just hang on you. No. The sense of responsibility applies to all people, including male and female. Let's read another passage at the end of Proverbs 31:15-31. Let's ask the ladies read it. Ladies, please. She gets up. Charm is what? Deceptive. Beauty is what? Fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. You know what, ladies? There's so-called inner beauty and outer beauty. Nowadays in society, a lot of ladies who are looking for what? Beauty. What kind of cosmetics should I build on? What kind of shoes I should wear? What kind of clothes should I put on? So we can attract those boys. So that they can treat me to good dinners. So that we can go have fun. You pay for that. Wear the bad lead down the rest of your life. Because that is deceptive. Only those people who fear the Lord, who are willing to work hard, to share the sense of the share of responsibility, is going to stand out. It's going to survive. You're going to enjoy good families. Otherwise, good times will pass you quickly. Because your beauty is what? Is fleeting. So responsibility is not just for the boys. It also applies to girls. So how do we train? We talk about what is responsibility. How do we develop then? How do we develop responsibility in children? We try to tackle three questions today around this keyword responsibility today. One is, what is? Responsibility is not just common obedience. Responsibility is to assign someone's task so that they can develop the goal and fulfill that goal with all their energy and enjoy the task because they own that person. They own that project. And why is it important? Because later on in life, you need to be responsible. People expect you to be responsible. And when you can, let your parents help you and train you. So how do we develop responsibility in children? Parents need to be responsible. And one of the responsibility you can teach your children quickly, please be punctual. On time. Because when you are late, whether to your worship service or meetings, you are not responsible. Because people are waiting for you. And because you are coming late, you interrupt the service. They are not very responsible behavior. And you know what? Your children will see that. They don't learn from what you say. They learn from what you do. So, for parents, please, for the sake of your children, try to be responsible. Because why? The reasons why God entrusted children to you is to help the children to teach. Why God entrusted children to you? God entrusted children to you to let you see the mirror. Your children usually reflect what you are. So for the sake of them, and for the sake of yourselves, you yourself need to be responsible. Don't be late. Being late to meetings, especially worship serving, is a disrespect for God Himself. Teach by example. Expect your children to be responsible. If you do not expect, they will not do that. You demand that. Because you want them to be good. You expect him to be responsible. And try to have some specific areas, just not a general concept. You need to be responsible. No. Design some action program, project, that is suitable to his or her own age at this point. And train them. And once she or she passed this test, train to another level. So you have a program to start using action to train this attitude, and with this attitude, you train their character. So you need to find, for example, your mommy will ask you, clean the floor, vacuum, or wash the dishes, or take the garbage out. Of course, you cannot ask a 5 or 6 year old to take the garbage out, or mow the lawn. You need to be careful. Find a task. Actually, it's not the task itself. As parents, we're willing to do all the tasks for them because we love them. But for the sake of them, to train them, you give up that task and let them have a chance to show off a little bit to you. Okay? Okay, choose something simple first. Maybe just clean up the table after dinner. And that is not just every time you have to remind them. From now on, this is your project. The project is not clean, the table itself. The project is to clean, the goal is to keep this house clean. And you're responsible for this part. Our whole goal is to make this house livable, clean. And you own this project. You're part of the house. So do this, because you identify with this. So design specific areas to them. Before asking them, tell them why. Don't just say that, wash the dishes. I'm busy. Wash the dishes. You need to tell them why you want them to wash the dishes. Tell them the idea, the goal. Why? Counsel them. And you have to keep counseling them, tell you. Not them more than one time. You have to keep counseling them. Train them so that they understand why they are assigned to this task. And tie to rewards. There's a penalty and there's a reward. I hear saying that a mother training the young children, the mother said, if the children do well, I'll give you a smiley face, the yellow smiley face, and you get 10 smiley face, I'll take you to McDonald's right away. They love McDonald's. So they want to accumulate this smiley face. That's built in the reward system, just minor reward system. There's also a penalty if you do not achieve. Try not to make excuse for them if they do not do it. And don't try not to do that for them. Oh, they're too tired tonight. Let me take it out for them. You start making excuses. They will also make... Consistency is a key word. I remember one time when I read the book by George McDowell. He talked about the six A's. I don't know whether you read the book or not. It's a very good book. The six A's in training children. One of train A is accountability. He mentioned a very tough example. In normal terms, under normal circumstances, he loved his son a lot. A lot of appreciation, affection. But this father is also tough. He had to hold his son accountable. So he assigned his son and trusted his son that every morning, this son is supposed to take garbage out. So his son has to drink very well every day, every morning. There's one morning when the father is getting ready to work. Hey, the garbage is not out. Where's the son? Gone already. So he drives quickly to the school. Where's the son? Oh, playing in the playground with the other kids, fellow students. So he said, son, I need to take you home. You have not collected garbage. He said, Dad, it's only 5 or 10 minutes. Our class starts in 5 or 10 minutes. Sorry, you have not fulfilled your obligation today. You have to go home and do it and come back. So, reluctantly, the son has to ride his bike, go back to home. Fortunately, it's not too far away. Collect the garbage, take it out, ride the bike, back to school. It's already past the time. He was late. And the headmaster summoned him. What's wrong with you? Why are you late today? My dad made me collect garbage. And the headmaster said, your dad is a very good dad, you know. Tied to rewards. You need to understand, this kind of attitude trading takes time. So to wrap up today's sermon, a message for you. In order to instill responsibility in your children, remember three words, three C's. It's easy to understand, three C's. One, counseling. You need to explain to them why you entrust this task to them. Give them a reason. Give them the goal. Give them the responsibility that you own this project. Okay? Second, consequences. It's tied to what certain reward and penalty system. There's a consequence if you do not fulfill. There's a consequence if you fulfill nicely. Then you get a reward. So from this action, you're training them to be responsible. And when they pass this stage, switch to another task. And the third one, you need to be consistent. Don't do it for them. Don't make excuse for them. Because you're training something. It's not that easy to develop. It's not an action, it's an attitude. It's not just an attitude, you build their character. Let's see, echo back, what happened to Eli at the end. Let's read together. That same day, and Benjamin, he told Eli, so earlier in the beginning, we talked about the message God spoke through Samuel to Eli. And this is what happened later. I think most of you are familiar with this passage. What happened is that later on, the Philistine came to invade Israel. And then his two sons volunteered, oh, let's get the ark to the battle so God will be with us and we'll fight off. We'll be successful, we'll be victorious. So they took the ark and went there. What happened? They lost the battle anyway. And the ark was taken away by the Philistines. And what happened to the two sons? They were killed. And this is a scene. What happened later? Eli was sitting there waiting and waiting for the news. And the news came, the ark was taken, and his two sons are dead. What happened? He fell dead. A miserable death. This is a very miserable situation. The whole house of Eli collapsed. And partly because of what? Eli is not a responsible dad. And the two children are not very responsible either. Of course, we want to see a better passage. To conclude in a favorable high note. Let's read that together. The father of a righteous man has great joy. He who has a right son delights in him. We all want to be fathers with what? With a great joy. Why? Because we have daughters and sons who are righteous and responsible. Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Father, Father God, thank you for getting us a lot, parents and youngsters together. Help us to be a responsible person because you are a responsible God. Help us to be more and more like Christ every day. Through our parents, for our own self-discipline, so that we'll glorify you in whatever task we do. We do it with our own strength, all our heart, to glorify you. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.